Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week one, day four of the study of 2 Samuel. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 2 Samuel 2, 8 through 17. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I encourage you to go to 10weekbible.com and download the reading plan for 2 Samuel and follow along reading to it or listening to it 10 times in 10 weeks. If you're enjoying the 10-Week Bible Podcast, I encourage you to check out the 10-Week Bible Study Series in print. You can find easy links to buy them on Amazon by going to 10weekbible.com. Let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today? Speak to us, God. In your name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is 2 Samuel chapter 2, starting in verse 8. Meanwhile, Abner, son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, Asherai, and Jezreel, and also over Ephraim, Benjamin, and all Israel. Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, was 40 years old when he became king over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. The tribe of Judah, however, remained loyal to David. The length of time David was king in Hebron over Judah was 7 years and 6 months. So, here we're told, like we talked about yesterday on the podcast, David has been anointed king over the tribe of Judah and Judah alone. So now we're in this period of civil war, and it's more like a cold war between Saul's house and David's house. But Abner is going to be a key figure. Now remember, Abner was Saul's cousin. Saul's father, Kish, his brother, had a son named Abner, and Abner ended up becoming the general, the commander of Saul's army. At first, Saul had remained loyal to his very, you know, local family, his immediate family, and Jonathan had been in charge, kind of was Saul's right-hand man from day one. But remember, Jonathan seemed to act a little impetuously, or probably more likely he was listening to the voice of the Lord and doing what the Lord was directing him to, which was basically fighting and winning the battles of the Lord that the Lord wanted Saul fighting. He wasn't brave enough or whatever to do them. And so Saul got a little irritated with Jonathan and kind of moved him aside. And Jonathan was still in the inner court, but he made Abner, his cousin, in charge of the army. Remember, David knew Abner. David would have fought with Abner. David was a high commander in Saul's army as well, under Abner. So he had served with and under Abner for many years. That's going to be important as we move forward. But Abner, for whatever reason, he was not killed on Mount Gilboa with Saul and Jonathan and his other sons. Abner and Ish-bosheth survive the battle with the Philistines. So Abner takes Ish-bosheth when he's 40 years old, and he goes and he anoints him king. Now what they've done is Mahanaim, all of these places, they're on the east side of the Jordan River. Remember, the Philistines basically pushed the Israelites out of their own territory, and they had to cross over the Jordan River. And so now, kind of in absentia from Israel proper on the western side of the Jordan River, Abner has set up Ish-bosheth as king over the entire land of Israel, what's left of it at this point, basically. Remember, the Philistines are occupying quite a bit of Jewish Israeli territory. So let's continue on here. Verse 12. Abner, son of Ner, together with the men of Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, left Mahanaim and went to Gibeon. Joab, son of Zeruiah, and David's men went out and met them at the pool of Gibeon. One group sat down on one side of the pool and one group on the other side. So here we see Abner is taking Ish-bosheth and their men, and they're crossing back over the Jordan River and coming back to where Saul's house was. It seems like there's probably some amount of time that's passed here, and maybe what it was the Philistines had retreated back because they had stolen all of the things that Israel had left behind. They got all the good stuff, and they didn't have any interest in just occupying these empty cities. I mean, everyone had literally left, men, women, and children. They'd all left these towns for fear of the Philistines, so they're empty. And so maybe what had happened is the Philistines said, well, you know, we don't need to expand right now necessarily. So they all went home after picking clean all of the good stuff. And so this wasn't necessarily a conquest. It was just a kind of a theft war where they stole everything. So however that worked out, the Israelites are able to move back over the Jordan River back into Israel proper without having to fight the Philistines for it. And they set back up. But what ends up happening is instead of going and fighting with the Philistines, Ish-bosheth wants to fight against David. He wants to try and unify this kingdom with the people of Judah again, instead of going and fighting the Philistines again for some reason. It's kind of odd. Ish-bosheth obviously was not close to David like Jonathan was, and he believes his father Saul, and he's going to go and fight against David. And of course, he's got, you know, some motivation for this is because now he's king over all Israel except for Judah, and he wants to get Judah back. I mean, regardless of what the Lord said or not, Ish-bosheth is king, and he'd like to stay king. He'd like to be king. He'd like to reign over all Israel because he saw just how good it was for his father to be king. I mean, it's pretty nice gig if you can get it to be king over a nation. And so Ish-bosheth really wants that. And so he crosses back over and he sends Abner to go fight against David and his people. So verse 14, then Abner said to Joab, "Let's have some of the young men get up and fight in hand to hand in front of us." "All right, let them do it," Joab said. So they stood off and were counted off, 12 men for Benjamin and Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, and 12 for David. Then each man grabbed his opponent by the head and thrust his dagger into his opponent's side, and they all fell down together. So that place in Gibeon was called Helkath Hazarim. The battle that day was fierce, and Abner and the Israelites were defeated by David's men. Now, understand what's going on here. This is very interesting. Abner is Saul's cousin, and Joab is David's cousin. Zeruiah was David's sister. So anytime David will often call Joab and his two brothers, he'll call them the sons of Zeruiah. You know, what have I to do with you? And he's basically kind of smacking his head and saying, you know, "You sons of my sister, what am I going to do with you?" You know, he can't get rid of them, but they're also family. You know, I mean, he can't deal with his sister's sons the way he wants to many times. And so here we see that Joab has somehow risen within David's men to kind of be one of the commanders. And again, it's David's cousin versus Saul's cousin, Joab versus Abner. They show up and they're sitting across from this pool, and Abner makes this very interesting suggestion. He's like, "Let's just have them get up and do hand-to-hand combat in front of us." And, you know, kind of like what Goliath, the Philistine, says, "Hey, I'll get up, one of you fight me, and whoever wins this, you know, is determines the winner, so we don't have to have this war." And so Abner says, "Let several of them get up there and they'll fight it out, and we'll settle this that way." And Joab says, "Okay, fine." And the battle goes the same way that the battle with Goliath did. It didn't end with these men falling there. Unfortunately, all of these men got up and took their dagger and simultaneously stabbed them. So they all died. Nobody won this battle. They all died. But what ended up happening is from that moment, David's men, all of these, or at least some of these 600 mighty men of David, led by Joab, they start chasing Abner and his men, the warriors who are still loyal to Saul. They chase them, and they're going to have this battle. So it says that, you know, this battle ensued, and it was very fierce. And Abner's men end up being defeated by David's men. And so this begins this civil war. I like to call it more of a cold war, because this is really the only battle we're going to be told about between them. There were probably other skirmishes and things that happened, but mostly it's kind of like a cold war where there's not a whole lot actually going on, but there's great tension between these two nations that's building over time. It's just kind of always there. But, you know, it's very interesting. Joab, who we're introduced to him, is going to be somewhat of a thorn in David's side throughout the rest of his life. And he's going to have trouble dealing with Joab. And David has a lot of trouble in general dealing with family members. And for those of you listening to this who have gone into business with family members, who have gotten crossways with family members, you know that when you keep family close to you in situations where they have to have control, it's very difficult. When you're giving them authority over things, it's very difficult to rein them in. Because there's all these family relations. You've got to get together at Thanksgiving and Christmas and look at them. And so having those kind of family relationships can be difficult. Sometimes they can work out great if the family dynamics are there. But unfortunately for David and for all of Israel, the family dynamics are not good for David and his cousins and his family, his sons. It's going to cause David a lot of trouble through the course of his life. Not being able to rein in his family members when he should have. If they had been other people, not family members, David more than likely would have had them thrown in jail or, you know, taken their position away from them or done something to fix the problem. But because David is so loyal to his family members to a fault many times, it's going to cost him a lot. And we're going to see how that's going to play out as we go through the book of 2 Samuel. But that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I'm glad you joined me. And as always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes. It's one of the best ways to let other people know about this podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and we'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.